The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks for what?
I thought I was part of the everybody.
Oh,
but no.
Sure.
I'm Ben. I was the Ben.
There's
three
just
people in there.
That sentence.
Yeah, okay. Me?
Yeah.
let me ask you the one question that's on my mind. What's up?
Just podcasting.
Sweet. You find any good ones?
This is the good one. This is the only good one.
Whoa. I heard Serial was good.
I heard Serial sucked.
Yeah.
It was one of those. The guy, they had like a TV version of Serial, and that guy... confessed to killing all those people.
It's like pretty crazy, right? I mean, it's not exactly like airtight evidence, but I mean, this guy definitely seems like an insane person who wouldn't really mind that much if he got put in jail for life, right?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Well, neither did I, but I just read about it, and this guy...
He's just muttering to himself in the bathroom, right?
Yeah. I mean, we all... pretend. We all talk about having murdered people in the bathroom.
Yeah, in the bathroom. I mean, he's probably just talking about
his shit.
Games.
Right. But, yeah, anyway, all I'm saying is like...
I'll play Halo later.
Right. You don't murder people in Halo, do you?
What else is it called? I mean, they're aliens, I guess, but are aliens people?
What?
Are aliens people?
Right, I guess that's the question. Yeah, I mean, like, if you murder a hamster...
if you're playing against other people, then you murder them.
Well, not really. I mean, if you die in the game, you don't die in real life.
Right, you kill them in the game.
Yeah, but you don't murder them. You just kill them.
You virtually murder them.
Well, then, that trial will have to go to virtual court.
Of my video game, Virtual Murder.
Right. Is that by the makers of Drama?
No.
The TV show?
It's by the makers of CSI Cyber.
Have they made a CSI Cyber video game yet?
Oh my god, we can only hope.
Yeah, come on, Ubisoft, get on this.
I saw a commercial for the most recent one. Someone sent a fire through the internet.
A fire?
Through the internet.
Oh, I thought you said sent a fire.
Something
which
like that
would be pretty cool, too. Was this like swatting?
I don't know. I haven't seen the episode yet.
I think if it was like he called the fire department and got firefighters to show up at somebody's house that he was trying to beat in a video game, that would be...
But that wouldn't make the house get set on fire.
I know, but that would be like firing. Like fire. Swatting. Yeah, you just got fired. And then there'd just be some firefighters there.
You've just been erased.
Is that a thing?
From Eraser.
Oh, Eraser. Starring, Tornado? No. What's Eraser? I'm thinking of Twister.
Oh my gosh. people, when you live out on the plains, you hear the sirens, you look out, see an eraser.
Yeah, exactly. All my hard work, gone. I'm gonna do that math homework all over again. So what is Eraser?
Eraser is the one where, I don't know, there's some kind of like evil corporation and Arnold Schwarzenegger had to take it down.
From the inside?
With some other person, maybe like Vivica A. Fox or someone.
How big of a star was she ever? For some reason I have the sense that she was like a big star at one point, but then I don't know if she was ever in anything.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, what's your opinion?
I think she was in at least 10 things.
Like, big things?
Like movies.
Like, with more than 5 lines?
Most movies have more than 5 lines.
I mean, her character?
I don't know how big her character was.
Well, that's the question. I guess she's well known, but was she in a lot? Did she do a lot? I just seem to know her, but I don't know why. You know what I mean? She was in Booty Call. That was one.
I didn't see that. What the hell is that?
That's Jamie Foxx and some other guy, David or something.
Jamie Foxx, David Goldberg.
Yeah, it's a good pairing, and like her, and then some other woman, and it was like Tommy something.
Tommy Cruise.
Yeah, that's right. And then they were trying to have sex with them, but there were obstacles.
There were what?
There were obstacles.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember
okay.
Who the other woman was.
But
the other guy was definitely Tommy something, the actor.
Tommy Lee?
Mm,
is the other girl Pam Anderson?
No, none of them were white.
Thinking of that sex tape? I don't think Jamie Foxx was in that.
There were what?
I don't think Jamie Foxx was in that.
Right, and there weren't too many obstacles in that one either. I don't think that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the obstacles was that one of the women would only have sex with the guy if he used a sheepskin condom. So he had to go buy one or something. And then at the end, they ended up at the hospital. Where do you buy those? Yeah, I have no idea. Like L.L. Bean?
L.L. Bean?
That's where all sheep products come from.
Is that a store? I don't think I've ever been to an L.L. Bean store.
I think I have in a mall. No, yeah. Land's End? I don't know. Are those... Those are not the same, but they're very similar. I'm pretty sure I've seen one in, like, Seattle. Or even somewhere else. Whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, so, how's Glover?
What?
How's Glover Park?
I haven't been massaged or escorted yet. Well, no, I guess it wasn't an escort.
Sounds boring.
Yeah. There's a really cool playground close to where I live.
How cool is it?
It's really cool, actually. They redid it at some point, and I was like, why did they need to redo it? It's already so awesome. But then it's, like, even more awesome.
What does it have? Does it have one of those, like, spiderweb things?
Kind of. It does kind of have that, yeah. It's got a really fast slide, and kids just come, like, shooting out of it, which is awesome. It's got this, like, birdcage thing where you just, like, climb up on kind of, like, the spider thing on some ropes.
Yeah.
Into this birdcage, and you're just in it, and that's kind of cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah. And then, what else? I don't know, just, like, a big cylinder that you can, like, that has, like, a bunch of ropes so you can climb around. It has another slide that's, like, roller bars, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, that's not a term.
So, like an assembly line?
Yeah.
The thing at the end of a conveyor belt?
I think so, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, a bunch of tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool. It's got a sandbox.
It's got a sandbox? I thought they were done with those.
Like, why? Because they're unsanitary?
Yeah.
Well, who cares?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Kid, do you get, you know, AIDS or whatever?
Yeah. Don't worry, there's no black people in this neighborhood. That joke does not... Never mind.
I don't remember what I was going to talk about.
It's got some, like, chimes or, like, just big vertical tubes that you can hit with mallets that make different sounds. And also, like, a xylophone.
There's just mallets lying around at this playground?
Well, they're tied to the tubes. They're, like, plastic mallets.
What happens when the kids start hitting each other with it?
I don't think they would hurt too much.
Sounds like a really dangerous playground, I'm not gonna lie.
They should shut it down.
Yeah.
There's, like, tricycles all around for the kids to ride on.
What?
What?
There's just, like, free tricycles lying around?
Well, they say, like, property of Guy Mason Recreation Center on them or whatever.
Why doesn't people just take them?
Well, that's stealing.
So what? Or is it, like, a... Like a kid version? Is that like Capital Trike Share?
Dude, that thing is expensive, man. Have you ever looked at how expensive?
It's free.
Yeah, right. It's like, what?
Not including the membership.
Right, yeah. It's like $1 million a year.
No,
what's the point?
How does it cost a year? I thought it was like $80.
That's a lot, right?
Okay, how much does it cost to ride the metro to work every day? How much does it cost to own a car?
Yeah, but how much did it cost the city to install these bikes?
I don't know. They gotta, like,
in the metro,
maintain them and drive them around all day and...
No, drive them around.
You drive them around and then the city drives them back. Because otherwise, there's just going to be a bunch of dock blocking.
What's dock blocking?
It's when you go to get a bike and there's no bikes there, or you're on your bike and you're going to park it and there's no open spots. Because all the
people, I see.
The bikes from the racks and the other area, put them in the...
But don't they need to get home?
Yeah.
Shouldn't all the bikes end up in the same place that they started, because you have to get home?
Yeah, but they gotta move them. Like, it doesn't... There's more people going to the same racks than there are spaces, so they have to, like, move shit around. Well, and it's all,
They should just install more racks in there.
You know, it's not free.
What?
It costs $80 a year. And that's really... That's, like, less than the cost of Netflix.
Yeah, but Netflix is...
Netflix is what? I'm sorry, what?
You know?
Netflix is what?
It's...
Oh my... You want to try that?
It's fun!
It's
Netflix
what?
Is fun!
Oh, yeah, so is riding a bike.
Not one they have to pay $80 a year for.
Okay, do you know how much $80 a year is per
day? It's more than...
Less than the cost of a postage stamp.
I just want to ride the bike, like, once. There should be a one-time option of, like, $3 or something.
Isn't there?
No, that's the problem. You have to have a membership.
Oh, the one in Boston, I think you can do it one time for, like, $6 or something.
Yeah, I mean, even that's, like, pushing it a little, but... Yeah.
No, there definitely is, because all these tourists come and ride them around.
It might be, like, $15. I think it's, like, $15. That's too much.
Yeah, well, get your own damn bike, then.
I do have one.
Okay, then what are you complaining about?
The bike share program.
Broken socialism. That's what the bike share program is.
Broken socialism.
Alright.
I think we need to go to a break.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more about broken socialism and which neighborhood is better.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna go take a break socialism.
Alright.
Make it in Massachusetts.
Make it first. Make it last. Make it slow. Make it fast. But make it in Massachusetts. You can make it.
You can make it.
Make it in Massachusetts.
Everybody make it.
You can make it. Make it happen in
Massachusetts.
You can make it.
Make it.
Make it in Massachusetts.
Everybody come on and make it.
You can make it.
You can make it in Massachusetts.
Have you ever noticed that, like, everyone we know is a doctor now?
Well, some. Several.
What's the deal with doctors?
Some of them are doctoral candidates, I suppose.
Sure.
But, what's the deal with doctors? Or people becoming doctors?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever it is, finishing med school, or... I don't know how it works. going on rotation.
I mean, it's just one of those jobs that you can do that makes you money or something,
getting,
right?
Getting matched.
Yeah, matched, right. Yeah, matched.
Was it Val? Practice?
Private practice, right, one of those.
The rounds, whatever.
Got the lingo there.
Yeah, I think I got it.
So is this part of the science corner?
No, the science corner is boring.
Which corner is this?
This is the Wikipedia corner.
Which part of the science room is this? No, please no. We might as well call that the fan favorite corner, because that's the best part. Do you want me to just look up doctor on Wikipedia?
Don't look up anything on Wikipedia.
Okay. This is a ironically named corner. Well.
This is Amen Corner.
This is what?
Yo.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
Is that better?
Alright. Someone else is in the studio now.
Holy crap. Better than what? Than earlier? Not having a ghost?
Yes.
Yeah, this is better.
Yeah. So. What were you talking about? Oh, all the doctors. Aren't you a doctor?
No. No one here is a doctor. Are you a doctor?
Are you, like, almost a doctor?
Who is this? Can you introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Shognik. Also known as Sometimes Why.
Okay, that was... Did you just look up yourself on IMDb to remember that one?
Exactly.
I thought we were going to do Wikipedia.
No, IMDb is owned by Amazon. It's a wonderful company.
Wait, really? Anyway.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Are we allowed
Did
to know
just
that?
Own everything?
I could get a free IMDb Pro account.
What are the privileges you get from having a pro account?
I think you can, like, create movie pages or, like, movie people.
Oh,
actors.
My God. So you can make a movie page for Grammar Team.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Didn't we already do that?
Do you have to prove that it actually exists?
I don't know. How would you prove
like,
that?
Like, are the editors, or, like, you know, the admin people, like, as intense as, like, Wikipedia? Guys.
I don't know if they're admin people.
Does Jordan Turner work for you?
I'll have to look him up. Yeah, his email address, like, there's no way I'm going to be able to find him, even if I tried.
Yeah. I think I'm Facebook friends with him, but I don't know. That's work.
Right. Facebook, that's also owned by Amazon.
What? No. Shut up.
Yeah, I can get a free Facebook Pro account. There's all kinds of features.
Create new people?
Yeah. Dude, anyone over the age of, I mean, it kind of varies, but around 13 has the privilege to create new people.
I mean, there's no age checking, so really anyone who has, like, an IP address.
Are we still talking about Facebook? We're talking about sex.
I they're kind of indistinguishable for me at this point.
So it's just like Facebook, just like chairs.
Yeah, they're all basically the same.
Sex is like Facebook. No one's having it. So there's a third person here for all of a sudden.
Hey, so what are your views?
Yeah, oh my God.
What kind of views?
Yes. What are your views?
On what subject?
We asked you a question.
My views in general are, I'd say, reasonable to passionate.
Okay.
On the scale of reasonable and passionate, like what are...
No, I think reasonable is probably in the middle, and the other side of the scale is total apathy, right?
Okay.
So I'd say I have... I'm not apathetic towards most things.
Wait, where is unreasonable?
Yeah.
I think that the extreme edges of the spectrum, those are unreasonable.
So the middle is reasonable.
Yeah. Like outrageous passion or outrageous apathy are unreasonable. You know what I mean? Like, here's an example. So if the issue is, like, there's a dead guy on the ground, we have to do something, right? Like, extreme apathy where you're like, no, let's just ignore it and move away is kind of unreasonable.
Well, if he's already dead, I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Call the hospital or the morgue or whatever, like...
Call the morgue?
I don't know. You do, like, you tell someone, right? Like, if you're the first person to find a fucking tumor, like, you got to tell somebody.
Where is he?
Like in the... On your driveway. Like, you got hit by a car on your street, and it's a small street. And you just saw it. You just saw it happen. Okay? Extreme apathy because... here is, like, so let's pretend it didn't happen, which is, like, unreasonable. Extreme passion is, like, running outside and trying to resuscitate this guy, which is... Also a little unreasonable, unless you're, like, a doctor or whatever.
Well, how do you know he's dead?
What?
How do you know he's dead?
Well, you don't know he's dead, but, like, you know, what am I going to do?
So that's not so unreasonable.
I got to call the police or the hospital.
Why do you have to pawn all your problems off on someone else? Why?
Well, I want someone with the expertise to handle the problem, to handle it, you know?
Everyone's qualified.
Right. To save a bleeding to death guy?
Okay, so on the spectrum of I'm just gonna leave him there to I'm gonna try to resuscitate him. The reasonable thing to do would be to try to hide the body, right?
Yeah, this scale has to have another axis, at least.
What? What's the other axis?
Maybe reasonableness is one axis and apathy and passion are the other axis. So I can be really passionate about a completely unreasonable thing or very passionate about a totally reasonable thing.
What would be an example of the latter?
Very passionate about a reasonable thing?
Yeah.
I guess justice. It depends on where you draw the, like, ultimate passionateness, right?
No, it doesn't depend.
No, I think it does. Like, a painter who's like, I'm very passionate about painting. That's totally reasonable. But when you get to the point of, like, cutting your ears off because you're really passionate about painting, that's, like, when you've gotten a little unreasonable, you know?
Sure. I would argue that one of those things is reasonable and one of them is unreasonable, but it doesn't have anything to do with the passion.
By the way, The Ultimate Passionateness is the name of my screenplay about the time when I ran that guy over in my driveway.
Is Jesus involved in this one, like your last screenplay?
Yeah, well, that I'm assuming you're referring to the Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, are you talking about running over Jesus in your driveway?
Yeah, I mean, that's in the Bible.
I think so.
Jesus is my co-pilot, and then I ran him over.
Oh, God is... And then,
is God your co-pilot? I thought Jesus was co-pilot. No, God's the co-pilot. Yeah.
Well, Jesus got run over, so God had to step up.
Yeah, Jesus takes the wheel. That's right.
Oh yeah.
And he also carries you on the beach sometimes. Yeah, that's the thing, right?
That's right.
Well, yeah. I guess not every beach and not every person.
Right, but sometimes he's carrying you on the beaches.
Were you saying every beach?
No.
Okay, I apologize.
I wouldn't say that Jesus is on every beach at all times. There's got to be way too much beach.
Are beaches shrinking? Is that something I need to be worried about?
I think Jesus is on the top of every mountain.
What's a mountain?
Yeah, what qualifies as a mountain?
Anything that's pointy on top.
Mm. Okay, good definition.
Okay, yeah.
No follow-up questions. I do have a follow-up question for you, Shaggy.
What's up?
How do you feel about things?
Banks?
We'll get to that later. Things.
Things in general?
Things.
I like them.
Good.
For the most
I think
part.
That seems to be a common opinion.
Yeah. You know.
We should do a Family Feud kind of thing. With that question.
What, just things? But,
the question would not be things with a question mark.
there aren't questions, right? It's like fill in the blanks.
I guess you're right. Yeah. So, So, yeah, the category would be things, and it would just be, you'd have to guess what's the most common things.
That's like Wheel of Fortune, though.
No, it's not like Wheel of Fortune.
No, I'm saying, he's saying that the survey, like, they surveyed 100 people, and they were like, name a thing.
Name things. So, like, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to, like, just come up with the most common answer from that. That would be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think it would be? It would be
volcanoes.
No. I think it would be like cars or like something that's just around when they ask the question.
Like a pencil.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. No.
That's, I think cars. That's cars. Car is my guess.
Cars is your guess?
Yeah.
I think the object that I most associate with things is like
watermelon.
And then like paper is stuff.
Dude.
Paper stuff?
Paper is stuff. And pencils are things.
No, paper is a cusk.
No, that's a
what?
Of paper.
you're a scientist, so you use pencils a lot. No, but
I use pencils.
You don't?
I use computers.
So, do you use grease pencils on giant maps?
Yeah.
Do you store a computer behind your ear for later?
I store it in my pocket.
Whoa!
It's pretty sweet.
2015, man.
Some pocket computers.
Pocket PCs.
Oh yeah, what happened to that?
People stopped having pockets. So.
What?
The market wasn't there anymore.
Yeah. I guess I noticed that I don't have any pockets anymore.
Yeah.
What happened to those?
I mean, I guess, like, kangaroos still have them, but...
I would consider that more of a pouch than a pocket.
Sure, but...
Also,
like,
you know, like, the inside is, like, they're, like, vaginas. It's not, like, just, like, skin inside.
Whoa! No, it's not.
What do you mean
by
that?
Yeah, that's where they come out. Like, the infant comes out of that. And then, like, just stays in there for a while.
That's a short trip.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, how does...
Like, a intermediary stage between, like, being totally inside and being, like, out.
Oh, man.
That's my understanding of it, anyway.
But so...
This seems awkward for the male kangaroo, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Clearly.
The sex hole is different from the birth hole.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible.
Guess that's possible.
Maybe it's possible. Dude, marsupials are so weird.
Are they?
Like, none of their shit is even similar to ours.
I mean, you just think everything that's different is weird. You think it's weird that, like, you know, birds don't have sphincters.
What?
Birds, you know, they just shit everywhere.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true.
But huh, I bet you think crazy. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
You were right, Vince. Wait, maybe they only developed the pouch after they...
On a scale from birds to kangaroos, we're just in the middle. Yeah, we're in the middle.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, I think that all marsupials and, like, Australian wildlife in general is, like, very far outliers from the rest of...
What else
animals
is different about
to.
Them?
They're all descended from criminals, right?
Well, they have a Okay, a platypus is the most absurd animal that exists.
I guess that's true.
They lay eggs, and they have milk.
The science corner.
I wish everybody laid eggs. I wish that was the only way to do it.
Do you wish that?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
I mean, I guess childbirth is terrible.
This is exactly what we were talking about last week, wasn't it?
Yes. I'd like to open up the same subject again.
I don't think that laying eggs would be nice. I can see how it would be nice for, like, ladies not at... Although, because the egg would be huge.
No, it would grow. It would grow.
Think of how big ostrich eggs are.
You don't want to do it like a bird does it. You want to do it like fish does it.
Sure.
You want your wife to just come around and, like, dump a bunch of little eggs on the ground, and then you're going to jizz all over it and...
No. But so the reason it works for fish is because they're all in the water. Like, you have to keep them in, like, a tub of, like, amniotic fluid.
We could do it.
You can do it in a hot tub.
Really gross, man.
In your attic. Just, like, you know, turned into a party hangout.
How do baby fish, how do, like, fish eggs, like, be nourished? Where do they get food?
seaweed? Can I get a fact check on that?
Oh, they probably just put all the stuff in the egg. Like chickens, right? They, like, eat all the stuff inside the egg.
Hmm.
Or are nourished by it.
How do they lay so many eggs, then?
They lay one a day.
It's a lot, right?
Well, the ones that aren't fertilized, like... Yeah, I guess they have the stuff. They don't have all the stuff.
No?
Wouldn't the paper just get wet?
Paper?
Yeah, the stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we don't have to get into it again. All I'm saying is we should grow babies in baths or tubes. I mean, right?
Yeah, I mean, may as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It seems possible. So.
Oh, it's definitely possible.
Is it?
I mean, we do it.
No, we don't.
Oh, God, this is the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we don't really. Okay, yeah, whatever. That's fine. We don't have to get into that yet.
Okay, what do you think about capital trike share?
Like it would be, like, tricycles?
Yeah.
Like adult-sized tricycles?
I don't know, whatever you guys have in Columbia Heights.
Like for adults, though?
I don't know, what do you have over there? What's the best playground in Columbia Heights?
Best playground?
Yeah.
There's one near my house that's pretty nice. There's probably some others. I don't know, there's a ton of schools around here, so there's probably, like, some better ones. But the one near my house is, like, nice enough, you know? Corner of 16th and, Park. 16th and Lamont.
What is that?
It has those things, those little, like, wooden, like, little wooden horse that's on, like, a spring.
You want me to get a splinter?
They're not usually wooden, varnished.
Yeah. They're, like, plastic at this point, right?
In all likelihood, they're actually plastic, yeah. They look nice. They don't look cheap.
At all.
I used to love those when I was a kid.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah.
They're still fun.
Yeah, that's right. To answer your question,
Vince? Like mechanical bulls at a bar?
I haven't done it at a bar. I did it at like a state fair kind of thing.
I actually don't think I've ever seen one of those in real life.
Oh, wow, really? Man. Yeah, they are fun. I was pretty good at it.
Nice.
My impression from like movies and stuff is that everyone thinks they can do it and then they look really stupid when they fall off.
I'd say that's like kind of been my experience, yeah.
I mean, they're hard, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
I think I did it, but I think it was because that one was for kids.
Yeah, it's also, there's like a dude, like, controlling it, right? So it's like his whim whether or not it's hard or
right.
not.
Right, that did surprise me. I thought it would
be
like a...
You sign up to be the dude?
I think it's like a carny.
Yeah, right, or
so,
like
yeah,
a high school
sign
student.
Sign up to be the dude that runs, bar? Like, the shoot the ducks game, if you want to. You can sign up to guess people's weights.
If you want to get, if you don't enjoy people liking you.
I did the guess my age thing, like, last year, and maybe 2 years ago, and the lady was like, 35? And then she went, like, really low, like, 17 or something. I was like, what? You're, like, really bad at this.
Dude, you're just bad at being an age.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just not convincing enough, not obvious enough in my age markers.
Yeah, you gotta quit smoking, man.
Does that make me look older?
It makes you look somewhere between 17 and 35.
Well, there I am, though, so it's fine.
So you should quit.
Outside of that range.
Yeah.
I think I've talked about this before, but my theory about smoking... Some people think that smoking is cool, and that it's really cool and makes you look cool. And some people think that smoking is really not cool, like it's not cool and you shouldn't do it. But my theory is that smoking has no effect on how cool you are. If you're already cool, then you'll still be cool when you smoke. And if you're not, then you won't be.
That, I think that that's a pretty sound theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My theory about smoking is that you know it's true. Nobody ever really quits.
Uh-huh.
Smoker is a smoker when the chips are down. And your chips are down.
I think that was pretty accurate until that last part. I got plenty of chips. They're up.
Where do you keep your chips?
Bag.
Okay.
I'll have you on those chips.
just keep them up. It's like the American flag, you know?
No,
the American flag comes down sometimes at night.
At night, or else you have to shine a light on it.
You have to shine... Oh my god, is that really true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that thing about the light.
Wait, you have to shine a light on the flag?
At night, if you don't take it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like supposed
military
to...
bases and shit?
What?
Oh, I guess they always take it down at night.
Or they shine a light on it.
Is the light supposed to simulate the sun? Like, the sun always has to be shining on the flag?
I don't know what the symbol is.
What about, like, before they had lights that could do that?
They had lanterns.
You can't really direct a lantern light the same way you can with a light to, like, aim it at a flag.
I guess so. You can set it on fire.
No, I mean, it's the same concept. You just have a light source and then some sort of reflective disc.
Yeah, but they weren't, like, making those that well. Not that long ago.
Rockets red glare.
So they just shot
just
rockets
always
all night?
Yeah, have fireworks going.
It's still there.
How recent is that light law? Maybe they only...
Law. It's just a code.
The flag code. The U.S. flag code is like it's a thing. It is a law, though, right? Like, it was a bill at one point that they passed.
I don't think there's any, like, punishment for doing it wrong.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, like, these are the guidelines for using the flag. And there's maybe punishments in the military if you do something wrong.
Yeah. People put stuff wrong all the time. Like, if you put an American flag on the side of your car, the field of stars has to be pointing towards the front of the car.
Yeah. I was so confused by why soldiers had, like, the backwards flag on them.
Yeah.
But it's because it's on the left shoulder, and they're like, that's the rule.
The right shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just put it on the left side, though?
Because it's supposed to be... there's all kinds of stuff about it, man.
Yeah.
It's all kinds of symbolism.
Yet another reason not to join the military.
Indeed.
Oh, this is America. Like,
actually, I gotta say, Ben, I think the symbolism and, like, ridiculous amounts of insignia and shit is, like, the one reason I think that I would have to join the military. Because I love that shit.
You feel like you were in the future or something.
No.
Yeah.
this is just because you were a Boy Scout, right?
I think it partially is because of that. Like, I was just into, like, all the stuff on your uniform and, like, it's cool.
What kind of cool badges did you get?
I didn't get a lot of badges because I didn't like doing the boring stuff.
They don't give any badges for cool stuff?
I got some cool stuff back. I got like wilderness preparedness.
How do you prepare for the wilderness?
So the way they do that is like you get a tarp. no, you get a poncho, and they're like everything you can fit in this poncho.
This is
the
beginning of
your
fascination
with tarps.
You go out
in the woods and you just have to stay out with only that stuff for like a night or two.
Oh my god.
I mean, they don't make you like hunt your own food and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they just abandon you at night?
No, I mean, they're around. It's not like you're just by yourself in the middle of the woods. It's like everyone else is around, but you're, like, doing your own thing.
Oh, never mind. This is a totally
Yeah, I mean, it's Boy Scouts, dude. These kids are, like, 14. Like, you're not abandoning them in the woods.
Well, I mean...
And, I mean, also, the biggest wilderness survival rule was, like, don't be by yourself, so...
Hmm. So... Did you get a Don't Be By Yourself badge?
No.
How come there's no equivalent to Boy Scout cookies, you know what I mean?
They sell chocolate.
They do?
I'm puzzled by your question.
Keeps kicking me off this shit. They sell chocolate and popcorn.
They do?
Yeah. It's just you never see it anywhere because it's bad.
I think the reason why there's no equivalent to Boy Scout cookies is because Boy Scout cookies don't exist.
You know what I mean.
But, like we would sell chocolate bars outside of, like, Leisure World.
Oh, my God, Leisure World.
Yeah, dude. The one in like, Olney or whatever, like, near, like,
that's
Power Drive.
That's what it
was. So we would sell chocolate bars, and then, like, a group of Girl Scouts would move in, like, a few hours after we got there, and it's just, like, all the business is sucked away. Nobody wants a chocolate bar from, like, Boy Scouts when they're like, okay, I'm going to get the best cookies from these Girl Scouts.
I'm not going to get...
You know what sucks? The Girl Scout cookies in Boston.
Do they really? Do they have different names?
How could they be different?
They are different.
They're made in, like, there's, like, four or five different, like...
There's only two.
Really? The, like, plants that produce these?
Yeah. You can look at a map and see.
This is, like, how they're only two mints...
I actually think the one in Baltimore might even be different.
Really? The ones we get here are, like, great.
Yeah, the ones in D.C. are fantastic.
And they're the same as the ones I got in Michigan.
Yeah.
They have different names. They have more than two different names, though, for different markets.
Yeah. And the cookies are all different. It's all fucked up, man.
What do you mean? What
I mean,
they?
As long as I have Samoas and Thin Mints, I don't care about anything else.
They're not Samoas. They're...
Coconut creams or something?
Caramel delights? No, that's not right.
Caramel delight? Yeah, no, that is what it is, and it's dumb.
Is there caramel in that?
I might be thinking of something else. There's another one.
There's definitely caramel in them.
Like Do-Si-Dos? We don't have that.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, you don't
what
have
is that one.
And they have another name though.
There's one of them that just doesn't exist.
Like peanut butter.
Yeah.
Creams or something.
I think that we do have that one.
Trefoils? Do you have those?
Yeah, but they're, instead of...
It's just like shortbread or something?
Yeah.
I guess I'm with Shaggy that I only even, like, really know those two.
Yeah, but even the Thin Mints are worse.
God, that's so weird. What's with that?
Say that again? You think Thin Mints are the worst?
No, the Thin Mints... My Thin Mints are worse than your Thin Mints.
How is that, like, what, are they getting, like, different stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there's, first of all, they're not round. They're like...
What? What?
They have rotational symmetry, but they're like... They're like...
Oh, like star-shaped, sort of?
They're like flower-shaped, sort of. Oh,
I think I've had those, and I thought they were knockoffs.
There's... Yeah, okay, so...
They're, like, thinner and, like... The, like, biscuit part of it is, like, a lot grosser.
Yeah. There's, like, a Keebler version or something that's, like, the exact same thing.
Oh, okay, this is another question I have. Why is it only Girl Scouts that make these awesome Thin Mint cookies? How is Keebler, like, Nestle or Nabisco or whatever not making these?
I don't know, man. Copyright?
Yeah, that's true. I don't really know. They can't have a copyright on the idea.
Is that a thing? Right, exactly.
I mean, because they're essentially like peppermint patties with, like, cookie in them.
I don't know what they essentially are. I mean, it's a trade secret, but that's different from a copyright.
Yeah, but, like, you could easily emulate that at a cookie factory.
Sure. I mean, yeah, these guys, they know what they're doing over there.
Yeah.
At these industrial places.
I feel like I know people that have made, like, essentially Thin Mints at their own, like, their houses.
Are they Girl Scouts?
No. Like, they're just like, oh, hey, I found this recipe that, like, tastes just like Thin Mints. Let's have some of these.
It's like how the left Twix factory can never quite copy what they have at the right Twix factory.
It's true.
Well, someone, I was talking to someone about this, and they said no company would want to be, like, seen as picking on Girl Scouts.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, that is true. But I mean, other
companies
make like shortbread cookies.
Yeah, well, that's not so.
Yeah, I guess Thin Mints are like a special case of like, this is the Girl Scout cookie.
But they only sell them, you know, at some time during the year. This other company could totally step in, you know, in the fall.
Yeah.
Like, people want to eat Thin Mints all the time, right?
Does the company that makes the cookies for Girl Scouts, like, do they make anything else? Like, there's no way that they can turn a profit by, like, only producing cookies for, like, 2 months of the year.
Right? I think they make rickshaws, too.
Why rickshaws?
I've never seen a new rickshaw, okay? They made like 6 million of them in the 1970s, and then that's it.
What about pedicabs?
Oh, pedicabs?
I think it's pedocab.
They used to have those in Ann Arbor, like, for free, like, tips only.
Yeah.
Just that would just hang around near the bars just to, like, take drunk people back to the dorms and, like, houses and stuff so that they wouldn't pee on
everything.
Kind of
a shaky ride, though.
Well, it was just, I mean, because everybody lived, like, within a mile, you know what I mean? So it's really, it's just, like, let's get this kid back so he doesn't pee all over everything everywhere. Because that was, I mean, that's a legitimate concern.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
It's dark. There's, like, school buildings that are, like, no one's in them. Like, you got to pee. What are you going to do? Going to walk another 500 yards to Jimmy John's? No.
I had Jimmy John's today.
Jimmy John's is not that great.
Yeah, like that's what I've found out.
It's fun. It's food. It's cheap, and it's really fast.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously fast.
Yeah, like, it's very confusing how fast it is. Where's there a Jimmy John's around here?
Well, I had it at my office.
Oh. Damn.
Let's
take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Yeah, dude, it's been too long.
We're running out of break. We're up against a hard break. we're gotta fulfill our obligations.
Right. You got it.
Hire very good building company for your construction needs. Or do not. I am not a beggar. End of commercial.
From the break, Vince is still a static robot, but we've determined
this isn't even my final form.
Wait, I think he became not a static robot.
He might be just muting when he's not talking, which is a pretty reasonable practice.
I usually
there's no static now.
How passionate would you say it is
at this point or earlier?
No, the practice of muting.
Oh, well, that's not really a view.
What if your view is that you should mute when you're not talking?
I'd say that I'm exactly in the middle in terms of the passion scale there. I'm not apathetic, but I appreciate it when they do. Because, like, so we use Skype at work all the time. People, like, if you don't mute, it's just you just hear people typing. It's super loud and super annoying. So, like, you know, I appreciate the muting. But I'm not, like, going to yell at you for not doing it. Because why would I? You know, I'm not that passionate about it.
Why don't you guys use Skype instead of some stupid speakerphone conference system?
Because those are, as you said, generally stupid and difficult to deal with.
But, like, how else are we supposed to touch base and make sure that everyone's on the same page moving forward?
What?
What do you mean, what?
Skype. We use that. We do conference calls on Skype, like, every day.
Dude, you know that Skype is just listening to all your calls then.
Yeah, so Microsoft has all this information about my work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They already did, though, because we use all kinds of Microsoft stuff anyway.
So...
we'll table this, you guys. Take it offline.
How many meetings have you been in since?
Let me ask you a question, Ben. What's so important that you have to leave in 10 minutes?
I'm working on some VAT-related technology.
Oh, that's my other question for Shaggy. Whatever happened to that theme song that you're gonna write up?
Oh, I was...
we talked about this.
Yeah, I got my ukulele right here.
I refuse to have a ukulele-based theme song.
We had ukulele intro music once.
Did we?
I got all kinds of stuff, man. What else would what would be your dream theme song instrument?
My dream theme song instrument, my dream song instrument, would be a ukulele, but artificially, digitally, like, pitched down 2 octaves.
Interesting.
Mine's the steel drums.
And...
interesting.
So, what do you got?
I'm going to turn my keyboard on and just make all the weird noises I can.
Do you have the cough track from Ferris Bueller?
No. Oh, my God. You mean the, like, ooh, girl, that shit?
No. When he's playing the piano, the keyboard in the beginning, and he has that one track that's, like, different coughs.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have that. Because...
do you have that other thing you were just talking about?
Steel drums? Or that song?
No,
No, is that like, I know it's a real song, and there must have been some artist that recorded it, but like, who are they?
People record jingles. Here we go, is it starting? I don't want to talk over it.
No, I'm trying to find some like...
oh, snap.
Ooh, cool beat.
Ben and Vince. Ben and Vince show. Ben and Vince. This is terrible. This is the worst theme song
of
all
time, right?
That's good.
All right, that was the chorus, right?
Yeah, I gotta work on that. I gotta come up
with it. Dude, aren't you in a band? Don't you write music for a living?
Stop talking.
Yeah, this keyboard is like the most confusing thing, dude. It's like huge. There's all kinds of buttons on it. I don't know what they all do.
Yeah, like 88, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, there's way more than that.
There's like white ones and black ones.
Yep. You got knobs. You got like 4 little knobs. I don't know what they do. There's gates. I don't know what gates have to do with anything. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on.
You guys ever seen the movie Out of Time?
No. Wait, maybe. Was that on Netflix late at night in college?
Wait.
I think it was on Netflix at like 10 o'clock last night.
Nice.
I don't understand how Netflix works.
If there was like, if Netflix had like a channel playlist that was just on all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like, you're like, oh yeah, I just turned on the random Netflix channel, like, and other
things
on the same shit.
And programming is missing.
I think that would be kind of cool if the, like, it would be like online radio versus like Spotify, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I like the idea of like curated.
Or podcasts.
Yeah. Well. But yeah, I like the idea of like someone curating this for me, and they're like, hey, today you're going to watch Futurama Marathon.
And I just can't be bothered to like go through a decision-making process. I just want it to be decided for me.
I'm making a Chrome plugin that'll do like...
cool.
I think that's a really good idea, right?
Yeah. Why are you giving it away on the podcast
that
millions of people listen to. We just want
to... Yeah, you should bleep that out.
Need to bleep out that whole sentence?
Yeah. No, just Google Chrome plugin that does, and then bleep it.
Yeah, that's how it's going to work.
It'll be good.
So this movie, it had Denzel Washington and Eva Mendes and that guy who played the Doctor on, like, the shitty most recent version of Star Trek TV show.
Carl Urban? Oh, no, the TV show.
Yeah.
Wait, Enterprise?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd describe that as recent.
Shitty?
That was, like, 2003, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, when do you think Out of Time came out?
I don't know. Okay, cool.
I feel like I've heard you talk about this before.
Just play the theme song from that movie. Or House of Cards.
I don't know the House of Cards theme.
It's like some trumpet or something. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I'll figure some stuff out.
Play
steel drums in there?
60 minutes.
What is that
song? My favorite theme song.
Oh, yeah. Sound effects are definitely necessary.
And then on the closing credits, it's like the jazzy version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's true. I've never watched the whole 60 minutes.
Have you caught the end of it ever?
No.
I don't think I've ever honestly watched any of 60 minutes. Maybe, like, I flipped it on and then immediately changed the channel.
It's like America's most popular news program.
Yeah. Do you remember Mr. Wallstein getting really angry about 60 Minutes one time?
I remember really angry about everything. So
yeah.
Probably. What was he mad about?
Why are you on hold?
What?
Someone's on hold.
Whatever. My question is, what was he mad about?
Well, he's mad about Leslie Stahl for some reason.
Who? Is that a reporter?
Yeah, for 60 Minutes.
What's wrong with Leslie Stahl?
And she did some report. What?
What's wrong with her? What do you not like
about
her?
She did some report on something, and that really made him mad. It might have been math related. But do you really need the details?
No. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I dropped out for a second because I got a phone call. So I don't.
Why
know
are you on hold?
I was. I'm not anymore.
That was the question that I was asking the viewers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The listeners.
Nah, I was on hold, because I got a phone call from my godmother.
What? Okay. Cool. Were we talking about something else?
Music. TV shows.
Theme songs.
Theme songs.
Oh, let's make that the theme song. Then every time... If you listen to our podcast, they'll think their phone is going off.
They'll be really
oh, you got
upset.
The cough track.
Yep, I downloaded it.
That's awesome.
Onto my keyboard. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's like a thing I can do.
Yeah. Did you know they have cars now that get software updates, like, you know, nightly or whatever?
How?
Over the
I
air.
I guess they have like 3G in them, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Doesn't that seem like a bad idea?
Yeah.
Like, most software, if there's a bug in it, I don't die. But.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I want the most incredibly stable version of the software imaginable.
Yeah, maybe like none.
Yeah. I'm cool with not having any.
That's bullshit.
If there's a computer in my car, I'm cool with it not controlling.
There's computers in everything. There's computers in fucking airplanes.
Yeah, but there's still the guy there.
Airplanes are complicated as shit, man. I mean, cars are super complicated, yeah, but like, I don't know. I'd like the computer to be more of like in a monitoring capacity than like controlling.
Yeah, right. I only trust cars that are, you know, that don't have any mechanical parts. They're just all natural. Internal combustion is, I don't support that.
Oh, so you want like a Flintstones car?
Yeah.
Well, that's like rickshaws, I think.
Right.
Rickshaws are pretty good, man.
Do you remember that guy?
Richard Shaw.
Yeah, Richard Shaw.
No.
From that one episode of Arrested Development. Did you know his name was Richard Shaw?
That's awesome.
When they go to Iraq that one time.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't that blow your mind?
Okay, so I'm going to repeat something that everyone already probably saw on Archer. But
I don't watch Archer.
Me neither.
Did you realize that on the TV show MASH, there was only one black character, and his name was literally Spear Chucker Jones?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, that's an accurate representation.
I feel like it is an accurate representation of the black experience. Soldiers in Korea, but like...
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, also, the only woman was named Hot Lips, so.
What the hell is up with that show?
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
It sucks.
You suck.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
My dad's too into it, so I used to watch it all the time.
That's weird. Does anyone know Richie's mom's name on Happy Days?
No.
Okay.
No.
I guess I can't make that statement. Obviously, some people know. I don't.
I'll make it. No one knows. It's one of life's great mysteries.
Shit. Well,
what is it?
I'm asking.
We'll commission a study.
I've never really watched Happy Days.
Let's open up the science corner again.
Yeah.
My hypothesis is that... Yeah. Because we're commissioning a study.
Yeah, we're about to have a hypothesis. Let's hear it.
Yeah. My hypothesis is that... her name is... Now the actress's name is Marion. Do you think that's related to the character's name? I think they're the actress, so I'm going to say Marion.
I think that's the character's name was...
Now...
Fox.
Ah, so that's what she's famous for. Okay, this is making a lot more sense now. All right,
I think the character never had a name and was only referred to as Mom or Mrs. Whatever.
Cunningham.
No, Cunningham. Whatever.
That's my hypothesis.
All right, we got three. That's the minimum amount required for a scientific study.
Three different hypotheses. So, yep, that is how these work.
Control.
What's the control? No name. Wait, no, that was Shaggy's. Damn it. All names?
All names.
Okay. The control is Happy Days never existed.
I would believe that.
So let's go commission a Gordon and get on this.
I'm going to listen to that theme song again. That was pretty good.
Can we get a closing credits version?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have to do that again, though. That's like turning on a bunch of stuff.
Oh, my God.
How about...
It sure is.
Where's our sound engineer?
Yo, you need like a dude on the table with the pad, you know?
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
A DJ?
Yeah. Sure.
We should get Cyril on.
That's a good idea.
Cyril Lamb?
He's a DJ.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What's his DJ name?
Do you know his
name?
DJ name, Vince?
DJ Serial Killer.
Is it really?
I think so.
That's not great. He could have another one.
No, but it's spelled like breakfast cereal.
Oh, that's almost worse.
Is it really the spelling that worried me? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you want to have killer in your name.
Well, if you're trying to kill it at DJing.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. So
killing the beat.
You should be called DJ Killer. Is that a ukulele?
No.
DJ Virtual Murder.
I got your closing theme is what I got.
All right, Ben, don't talk over it this time.
Oh, are we closing then?
No.
Or I can just play it anyway, okay.
Dude, that song has a lot more steel drum in it than I remember.
There's a lot of steel drum, and like the second section that's like they're just talking during it, so you can't hear it. Yeah, that's like a lot of steel drums, and there's like a little vamp section that's like all drums.
But dude, great, dude. What's I don't think we can use that. This isn't the Comedy Bang Bang podcast. I'm not joking. They sing that song on there all the time.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I do not watch that.
That podcast?
Listen to it.
It's,
I don't know, man. They have a show, too, right?
Yeah, it's a good show. And a good podcast. But it's not our podcast.
I lost you guys like 5 minutes ago.
In a maze?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, just this and that.
Well, anyway.
Let's see what I got here.
I gotta go. So.
Alright, how about, what we end with, I have kind of a confusingly large folder of, like, theme songs from cartoons. So I got Rocket Power and Doug.
God, I forgot all about
Racer.
Power.
Dude, Rock we are going to get so sued.
Do Hey Dude.
There's Hey Dude.
Do you not watch that show? It's a bunch of, like, teens on a dude ranch.
What?
You didn't see that?
Turn?
It was great. It was a great show.
Was it Dude?
What?
Was that a Cartoon Network or something? I feel like I only watched Nickelodeon.
It was Nickelodeon. Like, early Nickelodeon. I think it may have been, like, their first show.
They're still working out the kinks.
Was it alive when that happened?
It was, like, the same time as, damn. I don't know, like, Round the Twist? Do you remember that shit?
No.
That sounds a little redundant.
No, it's like some Australian saying, I guess.
I remember Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, so apparently this show is on from 1989 to 1991. Why did I know it then? Oh, reruns on Nickelodeon until 99. And then it was on Teen Nick.
Teen Nick. So that's Degrassi.
I love Degrassi, dude.
Yeah.
Degrassi's fantastic.
Drake was
Hey, none of these actors are famous now. Yep.
Drake?
There's 5 seasons of this show, what?
Drake is famous, Shaggy.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Degrassi. A lot of people from Degrassi are, like, semi-famous now. Meaning on TV shows. Did you ever watch that movie, Charlie Bartlett?
No.
It was, like, the kid who was Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies and Robert Downey Jr.
Never saw.
And then, like, every single supporting cast member was from Degrassi.
It was absurd. What was it
about? He's, like, a weird kid from private school who gets, like, a lot of medication because his parents are, like, crazy people, so they, like, overprescribe him a ton of, like, psychiatrist stuff. And then he goes to public school and then, like, just becomes, like, a shrink/drug dealer for all the other kids and, like, gives them tons of, like, Ritalin and shit. And, yeah, it's kind of a strange movie.
Hey, Ben, can you go on IMDb and delete Vivica Fox?
You get someone to delete the Wikipedia article, so you're just like, she never existed.
Also delete Happy Days.
Yo, do you remember Jackie Moonves?
Yeah.
She has an IMDb page.
For what?
She does, like, a ton of shit.
Like what?
She was on, she did, she's like a production assistant and like, gaffer, best boy, like all those things that I don't really know what they all are, and they have to do with like lights and stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
On what?
Grip, like a grip.
Key grip.
Key grip. Yeah. And she was in, she worked on Star Trek, the second one.
She's like a lens flare specialist.
Yeah. She was on the second unit, though, so maybe that was the darkness one.
Darkness Slayer.
Yeah. Also, can I say my view on this that's, I'd say, relatively passionate and relatively reasonable?
Yeah,
what is it? I don't think the lens flares were that big of a deal. I don't know why it became, like, such a huge thing that every time anybody says J.J. Abrams, everyone's like, oh, my God, fucking lens flares all over everything. Like, it was one movie that had, like, some lens flares in it.
It's no, not I like think he does it a lot.
There's no lens flares in Lost, ever, anywhere. Well, maybe like once or twice, if that makes sense, like you're looking at a window or some shit. But like,
spaceships in Lost, either.
True. But I don't know why, like, it's... The internet has decided that, like, J.J. Abrams equals lens flare. And that's like...
The internet sucks.
It's just, once you start noticing it, you keep noticing it. So that's, I think
all next to Christian Bale's eye...
What?
Christian Bale has a big mole right next to his eye.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Never noticed that.
Now you're going to notice it if you remember it the next time you're watching a Christian Bale movie.
Damn.
Huh. Why don't they just put makeup on it?
I don't think that the J.J. Abrams lens flare thing is even close to as ubiquitous as people make it seem.
Yeah, maybe. That sucks.
Yeah, that's true. The internet just decides something is true and then...
Just like rolls with it, just however, whatever ridiculous shit it is.
You say Weber?
Whatever.
Nobody said
Who's Weber?
I thought you were talking about Merriam-Webster.
I thought you were talking about Chris Weber.
I thought you were talking about Spider-Man.
He is the Weber. You need something webbed?
You should change his name to that.
The Weber.
Dr. Yeah. Versus the Weber.
That was some, like, yeah, the webmaster. Please contact the webmaster for further information.
I remember that.
Hit up Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was always something you would see on the site map.
Yeah, dude. Site maps were the most useless thing.
Well, it was, like, back when websites were just a collection of pages, you know?
Yeah, like, I suppose they were very useful for a time, and then, like, eventually it just meant, like, I didn't put in any work in designing how this is laid out.
I mean, I don't recall them ever being useful, but, like, maybe they made slightly more sense. Maybe the government mandates you to have it.
Sitemap. I was reading, like, Richard Stallman's website about, like, how he, like, his views on computers and stuff.
Who?
Richard Stallman.
Oh.
Like the president of the Software Foundation, all this stuff. He doesn't use a browser. He like has this other thing that essentially does like wget on like websites and emails it to him.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Email is not a good medium.
So he wants to never be connected for more than like how long it takes to send and receive a message. What?
Does he print out the emails and put them in binders?
I don't think so.
Hey, can you real quick? Hold on, let me get it out.
It's like Stallman.org or something. It's like it's pretty bare bones. He says a lot of stuff about how like he doesn't think this should be like a user experience. He's just like, this is some information that I'm trying to give you. Like, I don't need you to experience it. Which is like, I don't, like he has some points.
Sure, I'm
on my Twitter account and creating a tweet map.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
I guess it'll just be a list of all my tweets, which is what my Twitter account already is.
But it'll be, like, visually mapped on, like, a graph?
No, that's the thing about a sitemap. It's never actually mapped. It's just literally a list of all the pages on the site.
Well, sometimes on Neopets... Like,
invented. Oh, boy.
On Neopets, the sitemap was a map of, like, the land, you know?
Okay.
And all the menu items were, like, places in the land, you know?
That's a little metaphorical, maybe.
Well, I feel like that's how you do it with games and stuff, right?
I think that's something else.
We're talking about two different things here.
Yeah, you're but they called maps. It the sitemap is what I'm saying.
They're trying to be cheeky.
Cheeky.
You see what I'm saying?
I suppose when your business model is like be on the internet and 14-year-old kids will be obsessed with you, like you can kind of be cheeky.
It's my business model.
It's a really solid business model.
No, they don't have money.
Yeah. But they'll look at your ads all the time. They will click 10 million things.
Well, this is the fault of the advertisers for paying for that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I need to go. So.
Okay.
That's the end of me for this show. I'm retiring. Shaggy is taking my place.
Oh, man.
Just in time for the Benefits theme song.
No, Ben and Shaggy. No, wait.
Yeah, that's all. I think that's right.
Which one am I?
Shaggy. Well.
Shaggy.
Imagine if it was Scooby-Doo, but only Shaggy. That would be one of the worst shows ever made.
He would just eat and not go to the haunted house.
His life would be so much better.
Yeah. They don't have jobs.
Well, they're like 14 or something, right? Or like 16?
I think they're... They drive, so they're definitely more than 16.
Yeah, they have a van.
Mystery machine.
Right. Maybe they're like 40.
Alright, this show's over.
Alright.